Julia Chapayama, a single mother of 44 years, did not tell her family she was ill because she was so worried about her 13-year-old daughter Cynthia, who was in the hospital with cholera. When Chapayama collapsed last week from the same disease, a friend took her in a wheelbarrow to the nearest clinic, where she died a few hours later. Chapayama was a street vendor and a member of the pro-democracy group Women of Zimbabwe Arise, known as WOZA. She had been arrested many times during peaceful demonstration by the country's notoriously brutal security forces. Chapayama's friends are now caring for her two youngest daughters. They believe she caught cholera by drinking water from a shallow well in the garden. The well was dug 5 weeks earlier because her house had been without city water for 4 months. Chapayama's 17-year-old daughter Sandra said sometimes the city water would come, but only briefly and in the middle of the night.
If you fetch the water from the tap, it is like green. It has got some bacteria. If you put it in the bucket, you can see at the bottom that there is dirt in the water.
Cholera is a highly contagious form of diarrhea, but is easily prevented with the provision of clean water and sanitation facilities and easily treated with rehydration medicines. Humanitarian organizations say Zimbabwe is experiencing a major cholera epidemic because of crumbling infrastructure and services. The United Nations Children Fund, UNICEF, say the current death rate from the epidemic is 4%, far higher than the normal death rate of 1%. The epidemic has also spread to neighboring South Africa, Botswana, and Mozambique. UNICEF has provided hundreds of thousands of water purification tablets to residents of Harare. It is also drilling boreholes and distributing clean water in many of Harare's highly populated suburbs. But experts worry that the summer rains, which are imminent, will worsen the cholera situation. Community leaders say aid and education to combat the cholera epidemic have come primarily from Western humanitarian agencies, private organizations such as WOZA, and the Movement for Democratic Change Party, which opposes the ZANU-PF party of President Robert Mugabe. They say the government health ministry has done little. WOZA activist Selina Madukani said the government's efforts to fight the epidemic have been restricted to making statements.
Just words and hearing them talking at the television, but nothing, they are offering nothing.
Public services in most Zimbabwean towns have been deteriorating for more than a decade because of a lack of maintenance by the cash-strapped government. The first democratically elected mayor of Harare, Elias Mazure of the MDC, 6 years ago warned that the city's water distribution and sewage systems were on the verge of collapse. He was sacked by ZANU-PF 1 year after he was elected, and ZANU-PF took over the city's affairs. ZANU-PF blames Western sanctions for the cholera epidemic. The European Union and United States have imposed targeted sanctions on senior Zimbabwean officials because of authoritarianism and human rights abuses. However, international donors are feeding nearly one half of the population and in recent years have provided most of the drugs used in government health services. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.